Hi friends, it's me, Carmen. Zechariah 4:10, Part A, says, "Do not despise these small beginnings, for the Lord rejoices to see the work begin." What small beginnings do you sometimes despise? I am currently potty training in this season of my life. Potty training can be considered a small beginning. But the truth is, the Lord rejoices to see the work begin. The small beginnings lead to maturity. In our Christian walk, the small beginnings can look differently, but they too lead to maturity. Philippians 1:6 says, "And I am certain that God, who began the good work within you, will continue his work until it is finally finished on the day of Christ Jesus' return." If you have your Bibles handy, turn to Nehemiah chapter 8. Verses 1 through 3 say, "And all the people gathered as one man into the square before the water gate. And they told Ezra the scribe to bring the book of the law of Moses that the Lord had commanded Israel. So Ezra the priest brought the law before the assembly, both men and women, and all who could understand what they heard. And on the first day of the seventh month, he read from it facing the square before the water gate, from early morning until midday, and in the presence of men and women and those who could understand. And the ears of all the people were attentive to the book of the law." All right, skip down to verses 8 through 12. It says, "They read from the book, from the law of God, clearly, and they gave the sense, so that the people understood the reading. And Nehemiah, who was the governor, and Ezra, the priest, and the scribe, and Levites who taught the people, said to all the people, 'This day is holy to the Lord, your God. Do not mourn or weep, for all the people wept as they heard the words of the law.' Then he said to them, 'Go your way, eat the fat, drink the sweet wine, and send portions to anyone who has nothing ready, for this day is holy to our Lord. And do not be grieved, for the joy of the Lord is your strength.' So the Levites calmed all the people, saying, 'Be quiet, for the day is holy. Do not be grieved.' And all the people went their way to eat and drink and to send portions and to make great rejoicing, because they had understood the words that were declared to them. When the people heard the word, they began to mourn and weep. There was a conviction of sin." Can you understand their weeping? Has there been a time the Lord showed you a new scripture and you realized that you had been sinning against the Lord? I can't speak for you, but it breaks my heart when I realize I have sinned against the Lord. I have a tendency to beat myself up when I realize that I have sinned. But here we see in scripture that the leaders are not coming down hard on the people. Not once, but twice, they tell the people, "Do not be grieved." Then the leaders say, "To make great rejoicing, because the words that were declared to them." The New English Translation translates verses 12 like this: "So all the people departed to eat and drink and to share their food with others and to enjoy tremendous joy, for they had gained insight in all matters that had been made known to them." When we read scripture, there will be times that we are convicted of sin. But rejoice, you now have insight. The work can now begin. The Lord is rejoicing over you. These insights will lead to maturity in Christ. 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 2 through 3 say, "Like newborn babies, you must crave spiritual milk so that you will grow into a full experience of salvation. Cry out for nourishment now that you have had a taste of the Lord's kindness." If you have had a hard time understanding scripture, pray James 1:5. It says, "If you need wisdom, ask our generous God, and he will give it to you. He will not rebuke you for asking." Ladies, he isn't mad at our lack of insight or wisdom of his word. He wants us to ask him for the wisdom. With insight or wisdom, maturity can begin. We can start growing up as mature believers in Christ, no longer newborn babies. Zephaniah 3:17 says, "The Lord your God is in your midst, a mighty one who will save. He will rejoice over you with gladness. He will quiet you with his love. He will exalt over you with loud singing. What a beautiful thought. The Lord is singing over you. As you read or hear scripture this week, if the Lord convicts you of sin, don't ignore it or mourn. Confess that sin the Lord has revealed to you. If you have never received Jesus as your Savior, don't turn away from him. He is not angry. He is ready to receive you. Believe in the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus. Then confess your need for Jesus to save you. Let the Lord rejoice over you with loud singing, because the work can now begin. He will bring it to completion. Till next time, rejoice, for the work has now begun. From one military wife to another. For more information on salvation, go to the website militarywivesfellowship.com. Click on Pillars of MWF, then watch the video, The Cross by Billy Graham.